An independent review of the banking and finance regulator APRA, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, says there has to be an overhaul of it, slamming its culture and variable leadership. The report's recommending a major shake-up of the often secretive regulator. The review was headed up by the former competition czar, Graham Samuel. It was one of the key outcomes from the Banking Royal Commission. Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan reports.
The review's 24 recommendations are direct and at times brutal, challenging APRA as too timid, too cosy, with a preference to regulate behind closed doors. It says the regulator needs to get tougher, with powers to veto the appointment or reappointment of directors and harder penalties that send a chill through corporate boardrooms. Alan Fells, a former ACCC chairman and APRA critic, says the overhaul of APRA is long overdue.
APRA's had a long history dating back to the 1990s of being ineffective when there was the HIH collapse, and it's not lifted its game. It was time to be called out.
This is highly scathing about the culture inside APRA. What sort of shake-up are you expecting to see now?
Well, it needs to get rid of that old-style regulation of behind-closed-door deals that we don't hear about, are being too close to the industry that it's being regulated.
One recommendation is that APRA needs to get tougher and to have veto powers over the appointment or reappointment of company directors. How significant is that?
Well, that's significant. I mean, this is such an important area of the economy that we need to have tougher regulation that handles the huge amounts of money going through super these days and anticipates possible problems for the future by arming it with appropriate powers.
And speaking of appropriate powers, the review recommends that the government take a look at the penalties that APRA is able to impose. What sort of message is that going to send to corporate Australia?
It's going to send a message to the finance sector that they can expect tougher regulation. Up till now, regulation has not had them sufficiently scared or worried to do the right thing.
The panel, headed by Alan Fells' successor, Graham Samuel, interviewed APRA staff about the regulator's leadership, and the findings sum up the perceived problems with APRA's culture.
APRA staff note that decision-making is slow, with issues being taken through various committees and sometimes parked for long periods before decisions are made.
Professor Elizabeth Sheedy from Macquarie University's Applied Finance Centre says APRA suffers from the cultural and accountability problems that it's meant to regulate.
APRA has in common with the rest of the industry this sort of tendency towards groupthink and not enough internal challenge. So there's this kind of irony that many of the problems that exist in the industry it's regulating are also true of APRA itself.
But it does underline a key criticism from the Royal Commission that regulators like APRA are way too timid.
Yes, that's a strong theme of the report. And it has been part of APRA's modus operandi that it has tended to operate behind the scenes, closed door discussions. And the strong push in this report is to be much more out in the open, much more naming and shaming.
One key recommendation is that APRA create a new superannuation division, given growing concerns about the $2.8 trillion sector. The Productivity Commission said last year it was an unlucky lottery for some. Also that APRA conduct more reviews like the one into culture, accountability and governance at the Commonwealth Bank and the ability to conduct several similar reviews over the next 2 years. In a statement, APRA said it supported all the recommendations, describing the report as fair and balanced. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says he'll take action on all five recommendations directed to the government.
And that's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.